Welcome in, listeners, to a new episode of the Busby Babe podcast. I'm here with Matt Barnes.
Yo.
And Manchester United's Champions League group has been set. It's going to be a Europa League final reunion between Manchester United and Villarreal in a match that hopefully will not end 0-0 or 1-1, as every single match between them has ended up in their history. We've also got Atalanta from Italy and BSC Young Boys, who we took care of pretty handily with a bad Jose Mourinho team in 2019. But Matt, initial reaction to this Champions League group?
So, Young Boys, I don't think a problem. Villarreal will be kind of cool to get some revenge. And Atlanta, we'll have to bring our A game. So, I think that's favorable for us. I just think we have to be consistent. You know, that's just like, that's the biggest question. You know, can we find consistency not only in the Premier League, but in Europe? So we'll just have to see, you know? I mean, yeah. There's no reason why we can't get through this. Like, I'm tired of this. We can't get through groups, you know? Like, I mean, like, I don't want to go back to that, you know? Like, it's time we get further than we did the last year. In the last several years before then.
This year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I think that, I mean, obviously last year was group of death scenario, which I was still excited about just because, you know, I miss seeing
Manchester United. We gave it away, though. We did. We gave it away.
But, I mean, this is a group that, like, we still have to stay on our toes for all of these games, obviously. But, like, it's a little bit nicer, maybe not. I mean, these are still quality opposition. I think Atalanta.
Yeah,
is,
but
like,
dude, we've lost to like stupid teams in the FA Cup within the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like I watched this like be like have like an okay team, but okay enough to go through a tournament, and we just throw it away. So it's just like, can we find that swagger? Can we find that conviction? You know?
Yeah, but it is good to have, you know, teams that, you know, make you think twice about whether you think you're going to beat them or not, because if we go into it like we did that Istanbul-Başakşehir game last season, you know, we're going to lose 2-0 on the road, and we're going to lose all the momentum we built.
So I'm saying, like, Young Boys is like Villarreal, I think we'll like want revenge. And I think our team is just so stacked. Like our team is just like way too good now. And I do think that we've like, and I'm counting on, like, you know, like, let's say we keep everybody healthy, knock on wood, you know, like we have like a Pogba that's doing really well. Like he already has more assists than he had last season, you know, yeah. Like, you know, so we'll see, you know, but yeah, and I'm excited about it. It's just like, I'm also on edge because, or I have trust issues because I'm like, oh man, last year we had it. We just gave it away. Yeah. But I think that somebody like Rafael Varane on the team and Bruno Fernandes, although he has not, you know, won the trophy, like that dude has conviction and leadership and all of that. Like that's what I'm worried about is like, can, like, yeah, I think we can beat these teams, but let's beat them like we should beat them. You know, like let's not beat Young Boys 1-0 and make it close. Like, if we get 1-0 on the road or something, I'm
let's
not going to complain,
yeah.
You know? Like, but
let's
look,
not
like, you know,
93rd-minute Fellaini header to beat Young
Boys. Exactly, dude, exactly. So I don't want it to be stressful. Like I want us to do it, but I want us to handle our shit. Like, that's what I mean when I say, like, yeah, I do think it is favorable for us, but let's see how we actually handle it. I think that's a big thing.
I think that's one of those things where strengthening the squad the way we have the last couple of seasons gets really exciting, because you get players who maybe took some time to adjust to the Premier League or will take time to adjust to the Premier League. But, you know, playing in Europe and playing in the different styles that Ole would probably like to employ against different European teams is really going to be what's up. You know, Cavani's alley. Donny van de Beek maybe even could get some time in here. He started against Leipzig.
I really hope so, because like it looks like he's just like blacklisting my guy, dude.
I mean, where is he gonna play? Like, he doesn't play holding midfield.
Well,
he's more of an attacker.
I mean, McTominay's hurt now, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll probably have to use him at some point. But yeah, like, you know, players who are used to playing in Europe.
But Cavani, play him on the left instead of, yeah, Pogba.
Donny van de Beek, Rafael Varane. I think this is a really good opportunity to kind of bring these guys into the team. Probably Sancho as well. Yeah. You know, playing at Dortmund and kind of continuing his football education there.
Yeah, I agree. I do think that, yeah, I don't know. I think that I don't know. I feel like Donny would, you could put Pogba next to Bruno and then like have this them support Fred. Obviously, it's not like ideal because we want somebody or a Matic maybe on a rotation or something. And then I mean, ideally we have a specialist there, but like, and then you have Van de Beek until Rashi comes back. Maybe I think that could work. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I just want him to be involved. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I do agree that it's like kind of an awkward spot for him, but still, like
he's got to come along at some point, you know, otherwise maybe it's time to cut loose.
Yeah, exactly. Cause I mean, that just sucks, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Like he's way too good to not have him on the field, dude. He's way too good to not as much as he is, right? As much as he has time on the bench, right? I don't know, man. It upsets me. It upsets me.
Yeah.
God.
So looking at our group as opposed to some of the strengths of the other European or English groups in European football, Chelsea have Juventus, Malmo, and Zenit, which is probably pretty straightforward for them. I think Liverpool has a sneaky good group that they should still top, but they've got AC Milan, Atletico Madrid, and FC Porto. And then Manchester City have probably the group of death, which is PSG, yeah. RB Leipzig, who we had last year, and then Club Brugge, who are unfortunately seem like the sacrificial lamb of this group that everyone's just going to get their points against.
Oh, God. Did you see that post I sent you? Tyler Adams.
Yeah, reacting to
PSG. He's just like why? Like why? Dude, that kid, dude, he's going to play against possibly Ronaldo and Messi in the same draw.
And you see,
also we're going to get Ronaldo versus Messi.
Yeah. I mean
that's going to, you know, be awful because he'll be at City, you know, but
yeah, and I think PSG will want some revenge over City because of the Champions League semifinal last season. But also, I mean, by the time the Champions League starts is when we're going to get healthy Neymar and healthy Messi back in this squad. And if they don't sell Mbappe, I mean, that's going to be the Mbappe, Messi, Neymar front three.
I don't think Mbappe's going anywhere, dude.
Yeah, I think
That's a lot. That's a big deal to do, really.
Honestly, if he goes to Real Madrid, I do, like, it obviously makes them better. He's Kylian Mbappe. But also, like, I don't understand why, other than just, like, the boyhood dream of playing for Real Madrid that he always had, why that would be something appealing,
like,
to him.
Yeah, that's not really that smart of a decision, because there's really, like, nothing there.
The core of that team is still Benzema and then the midfield of Casemiro, Modric, and Toni Kroos, which all of those guys are on the wrong side of 30 now, probably well on the wrong side of 30 for some of their cases. And I am
curious.
They got rid of Sergio Ramos. They sold Rafael Varane. David Alaba's good, but he's also 30. Like, it's just a really interesting team that I'm not really sure I understand the logic of the team building process for.
I don't know. That's a weird decision. That's why I think that you don't really hear Pogba rumors about going back to Real Madrid, right?
Yeah, but if they do, I mean, PSG are kind of they took over the Real Madrid rumor there for getting Pogba. But if they land Kylian Mbappe, I mean, who knows?
If they actually sell Kylian Mbappe, I don't think. You don't think that Pogba would go within that short window, do you? I don't think United would do that.
If both of them wait until next summer to sell, I mean, they can.
I think it'd be more likely January.
Yeah, I don't think we sell Pogba in January, at least. I think he's too important that, like, if we're going to keep him this season, he's going to be here the whole way.
I kind of think so, but, man, I don't know. Football is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, dude. I didn't think we were actually going to get Sanchez. Remember how much of a high that was?
Yeah.
It was such a high that you bought a shirt and I always give you shit for it.
Yeah, it's
I hope you're looking at it right now.
No, I'm not. I do still have it. I'm hoping maybe it'll become like an expensive collector's item someday that I can sell and be rid of. But
collector's item, LMAO.
And also, it has Alexis on it, so I can't just like have Sanchez and take off the E and the Z and just put O on it, you know?
You could.
No, I can't, because it doesn't say Sanchez on the back. It says Alexis.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. Oh, that is awful.
Yeah. So what I've been using it for is I'll just, like, wear it when I go play soccer. Or football, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, listen
it's,
to you.
It's a shirt I'm okay getting.
Damn sweat. American.
So, expectation for the group, Matt. I mean
we got to get through, dude. We got to get through here. If we got issues, if we can't get through here, then like.
I mean, that man. Should be base expectation for this, but I see this as a group that we can win. I'm seeing two draws against Villarreal, two wins against Young Boys, yeah, and probably split to. With Atalanta. So that's, be three wins, two draws, and a loss is what I'm going with. That's 11 points. That's plenty.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be weird, though, because if Young Boys can take points off of Villarreal or Atalanta, that's obviously great. But if they do that to us, too, that just evens the playing field.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm more worried about, the Young Boys game, because I think we'll bring our shit against Villarreal because for revenge. And I think we'll bring
our... I hope so, but...
Yeah.
I mean, they just kind of, like, defend really well. And what was so frustrating about that Europa League final is that we controlled the entire game. And they had their moments in the first half, and they obviously got a goal off of a set piece. But other than that, like, they just kind of sat back and took it, and we were not clinical at all when it came to breaking them down. I think Sancho makes us much better at that, and maybe Rashford will be back for – he'll probably be back for one of those games against Villarreal. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if I have to watch another 1-1 game end like that, at least it won't go to penalties, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. There is a team called Sheriff. I do not know where they're from.
Which group are they in? Sorry. By the way, I've got group animals D. making all sorts of noises right now.
Group D. Milan, Madrid, Shakhtar, and then Sheriff.
Let's see where they're from.
FC. Only thing I got Sheriff, to say is Sheriff. There's a new Sheriff in town. You're welcome, Colin. It's just for you, buddy.
Love it. FC yeah. Sheriff, commonly known as Sheriff Tiraspol, is a Moldovan football club.
Interesting.
Yes. Moldova, which is, that's like Eastern Europe, Balkans, right?
Right. Maybe. So I do that. I'm rooting for Sheriff. Or if it's called Sheriff, maybe it's Sheriff. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah, so Moldova is between Ukraine and Romania.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it's Sheriff or Sheriff. I'm going to say Sheriff. There's a new sheriff. Yeah. There's a new sheriff in town. Yes. But anyways, Sporting Dortmund, Ajax. That'll be fun. Dortmund, Ajax might be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the rest of the groups right now. I had them up, and then I went on my FC Sheriff, whatever.
I think Liverpool breeze through their group.
Yeah, and that's one thing about Liverpool that, like, we kind of saw last year when they got to the quarterfinal. They lost to Real Madrid.
I kind of think PSG just wins Champions League, like, on paper.
Oh, yeah, on paper they should. Bayern Munich is going to breeze through this group. Barcelona are...
Oh, yeah, they're in trouble, dude.
Right now.
Yeah.
Benfica are pretty good. Dinamo Kiev are not going to beat Bayern Munich.
I mean, to be honest, dude, I think Chelsea breezed through their group. Yeah. Do you really think Juve is good against Chelsea? I don't think so.
I think even
and if then against just keep Petersburg Cristiano Ronaldo, and then Malmo?
Chelsea's breezing through this.
No, dude, Chelsea wins their group easy. Liverpool should win their group easy. I think we should win our group easy, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, like, the other ones are, like... I don't know anything about Red Bull Salzburg. Are they good?
So they're in Austria. They're basically a feeder club for Leipzig. That's where Haaland played for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a weird group, and wherever they get matched, that's going to be, I don't know, maybe that's where the Cinderella will come from, if any of them.
Yeah.
Wolfsburg, Lille, Sevilla? Yeah, no.
I think Sevilla probably get through that.
Which yeah, I think
they
so too.
They won't win the Europa League this year.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think Bayern. Shit, dude. I think Inter wins their group.
No way.
Madrid, Shakhtar?
I think Real Madrid take that.
Mm.
I mean, Inter Milan lost Lukaku, who was like the crux of their offense. They're not going to have Christian Eriksen this season.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, that is true.
They lost Ashraf Hakimi to PSG.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, hell, this could be an opportunity for Shakhtar to finally get through or something. I mean, I don't know how good they are right now, but they usually recruit pretty well in, like, Brazil.
I think, I don't know, man. Who do you think makes it out of Group C?
Group C?
Dortmund, question mark?
Yeah, I'd probably go Dortmund Ajax.
Yeah.
Sporting have been pretty good, though. I mean, they obviously don't have Bruno Fernandes anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, Liverpool in their group. PSG City.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool if Leipzig could make some noise there.
Who do you think takes second in our group? If we are first in that assumption. So who, if it's us and one other team to get through, who do you think the other one is?
Well, I feel like Villarreal will want back-to-back Europa Leagues.
they'll just tank for third.
Yeah. No, but I kind of think Atalanta.
I'm leaning towards Atalanta. I kind of like them, and the way that they play is really fun.
From
what I've seen of them in the Champions League the last couple of years.
Man, like, the only I want to say we breeze through our group, and just, like, I just don't know. Like us, we're just, like, oh, man, it just feels weird. Like, we just don't know. We could just mess it up. I do think with this team, like, I do think it's going to be a lot better and very different.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, and hopefully we, we can get Eduardo Camavinga, I think, is one of the rumored guys, or Ruben Neves or someone, like, just reinforce the midfield in some way. I don't know if you can hear, but Ike agrees with me.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
He's so loud.
Yeah, I think, unless you have anything else to say, we'll probably sign off and I'll go let him outside.
I think I'm good. I think we win our group. And I think pretty much the Premier League and the Champions League really kind of dominates, with the exception of, like, City maybe not winning their group. But, I mean, that's a toss-up, dude. We don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they get Ronaldo, who knows, dude, right? Even if they don't get Ronaldo, who knows? Pep's smart, dude. He's a good coach.
Yeah, he's all right.
I don't like it, but he's a good coach. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Europe this year. I love the Champions League, and I really feel like this is a Manchester United side that on their day can beat anyone in Europe.
To be honest, I think it could be the Premier League team standing. I think they're the best teams, if I'm being real, with the exception of, like, PSG.
I mean, the last three seasons, there were two finals that were all English teams.
you put us up against anybody besides actually the Premier League teams, and I think we beat them just about. Like, go through it, dude. Barcelona, Wolfsburg, Malmo, Petersburg, even Juve. Like, I think we beat Juve. I think we beat Sevilla. Like, I think we have the potential to beat a lot of these teams.
It's pretty much just Bayern and PSG at this point right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
All right. Well, this is us signing off. I've been Colin.
I've been Matt. See you guys.